Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from France, we hear from Father Jean-Jacques Parennes, a French Dominican who spent many years in the Middle East in Arab and Muslim countries, pursuing interreligious dialogue and working for the Master of the Order in Rome. He now lives in Lille and continues his commitment to interreligious dialogue. The title of his preaching today is Preach Life, Abandon Death.
A reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one on the head and the other one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said that, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these two things to them. We still have great difficulty in understanding what the resurrection is, the resurrection of Jesus, but also our own, and yet we are called by God to be fully alive. This page from John's Gospel about Mary Magdalene at the tomb can help us. Several things catch our attention. Mary's immense grief is the extent to which she loved Jesus. Jesus, as we know, was surrounded by disciples, but also by women who, as women can do, gave him their whole heart. Jesus' death literally stunned her. She was at the tomb, out of time, in tears. Nothing existed for her anymore, and she tried to hold on to something that reminded her of her loved one, even his dead body. When Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" she does not immediately understand who is calling her. This happened when Jesus called her by name, Mary. Immediately she turns around, turning her back on the tomb and death, to tell him again of her love, Rabuni. But Jesus doesn't let anyone else have a hold on him. "Don't hold me back, but ask him to go and find these brothers." The end of her stupefaction in the face of death means that she accepted to live again. Then Jesus calls her to announce the good news to the disciples. This is why, in the Dominican tradition, Mary Magdalene is called Apostola Apostolorum, Apostles of the Apostles. This page of the Gospel is a beautiful message for us today. Like Mary Magdalene at the tomb, we are often stunned by death. The death of our loved ones, of course, but also the death of our project, the death of our desire to change the world, to make it a better place. We no longer dare to dream of more justice, more fraternity. As with Mary Magdalene, Jesus calls each of us by name. We can hear him if we are silent in our hearts, if we allow ourselves to be loved by him. Like her and after her, we are sent to announce the good news that he is alive, that our lives can still have meaning, that we can re-enchant the world, life lies ahead.